It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Episode 99.
Damn. Oh, man. Anticipation.
Anticipation.
Masturbation.
Yeah, we got episode 100 coming up here pretty soon.
You gotta do something big, man. Man!
Yeah, I was gonna follow that up with your mom jokes, but I think it's too early in the podcast to start there. Or not, no?
I'm f***ing out of here.
Alright, yeah, that's what I figured. Well, my name's Ian, that's Kevin.
Hello.
And Ryan the Beard.
Hey, yo.
Episode 99, so what the hell's been going on this week, dudes?
Ryan the Beard, let's start with you.
Oh, you had a fun week, from what I hear.
Yeah, my folks were in town, so I was hanging out with them. Other than that, just some band practice and hanging out with the girlfriend.
Ooh, you still Pokemon hacking?
I am indeed.
Yeah, we blew it up last week. I named the podcast Hacking the Pokemon Mainframe. So what's been up with that, man? I know there's a lot of listeners right there who probably followed your like step-by-step advice, and they're probably doing the same damn thing as you are right now.
Well, it's kind of interesting right now because Niantic, the company that puts on Pokemon Go, royally f***ed up the game because their tracker was completely useless from the get-go.
Oh.
And has crashed, and they've since removed it from the game since the recent update. And so to remedy this, there was a third-party company called PokeVision that made a map that you could go to and see all the Pokemon in your area, where they're spawned, and where you can get them.
It's like radar.
Yeah, kind of like radar.
For exactly. Nerds!
So Niantic issued them a cease and desist.
Oh.
And so they followed that. Now Pokemon is yet again without a tracker, which makes it really hard for me when I'm doing my hacking thing.
Oh, come on. It makes it really hard for me to cheat at the game.
Because I used to be able to just glitch to wherever it was that I wanted to catch.
Ryan, this is a game for people that are lazy to get out of their f***ing bedrooms and walk around the neighborhood.
Nope.
You are sitting there in your bedroom hacking it so that you literally do not have to step outside the house.
No, man. I'm sitting here.
Okay.
Oh, see,
getting paid to do it.
Don't
exactly.
Tell anybody. Yeah, don't.
You're a paid hacker.
Yeah, I'm out, dude. I decided this week I'm out.
You're done?
I'm done.
You're retired?
I'm over it.
You're retired.
Yeah, it's I don't play with anybody.
Sure.
So I realized that after a while I was just spending weeks walking around by myself looking at my fucking cell phone.
I do that anyways.
Yeah, but it's worse though because like I don't know. I feel like I could get myself into some weird situation someday with that.
It's a lot more fun when you have people to walk around and play with.
Right.
You know, like taking gyms and stuff when you're with a group of people is a lot of fun.
Yeah, because then you can just on them and laugh and wander home by yourself at the end.
You see, what I've been doing this week is I've been binging on this podcast. So it was occasionally here on Metal Shop Backstage Pass, we like to represent other podcasts that we like. You know, real represent real, right?
Mm-hmm.
Real recognize real, my bad. So I listened to this awesome podcast called My Favorite Murder, and it is a comedy podcast about murder. So if you're a fan of shows like Forensic Files, like that, I mean, it's basically a true crime podcast where they talk about their favorite murders
so
of the week.
They're laughing at dead people?
Kind of. They're not laughing at it, but they're very humorous in tone. They're just very interested in it. And what I was thinking is, in the next 10 years, if this podcast is still going on, there will be a Pokemon murder. Because people are, you were just describing it, like, you can get into some crazy shit. If you're walking around at night, letting your cell phone guide you, you're gonna walk into some in forest and some guy's gonna hack you to pieces.
Well, dude, it already happened over in California. Some guy
in San Jose,
yeah, some guy was just walking down the street playing Pokemon Go, looking at his phone. Some dude came up out of nowhere and stabbed him in the face.
Jesus.
Did he die though?
No, he didn't die, so it isn't a murder yet.
Yeah, here's
but
the
we're
thing.
Getting there.
So my aunt lives on in Snohomish at the end of a long private driveway in kind of the middle of nowhere. And at 5 o'clock one morning, she found a dude on his cell phone on her front porch. Like, out in the middle of nowhere. Why would you do that at 5 in the morning? Plus, they have a gated driveway, so he had to, like, walk around it. Like, he was on the property. Like, if that were me, it would have been, get the f*** out of here!
Damn.
Shotgun time. So they had to put up a sign. They should have just put up a sign that said, there aren't any f***ing Pokemon here, or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a sign of the times, I guess.
Well, one of the recent updates with the game is, in order to play the game, you have to click an accept button that just says, don't trespass while playing Pokemon Go. Watch where you're going. Like, so on and so forth.
So at least
various warnings. So at least they're acknowledging it.
Wow. Real quick, I wanted to send a shout out to the band Himsa, because tonight they actually, while we were recording this, they actually played another impromptu reunion show over in Bremerton, though, with the band Year of the Cobra. I went and saw Year of the Cobra last night, and they informed me that tonight in Bremerton, Himsa is going to be reuniting under a different name. So they're doing these shows popping up. So what you need to do if you're a fan of Himsa is you just, as simple as this, you just follow the user Kid Pettibone on Instagram. That's John Pettibone, the singer. And every time they play, at least a day or two in advance, he'll throw that up there. And it'll usually be kind of be like a little wink acknowledgement. If he throws something up of like a weird band name, like, hey, we play here, that's what he's talking about. So cool. Himsa, it sounds like, are going to be playing some more shows this summer, just kind of getting their chops. I mean, they sounded f***ing great over at Slim's Last Chance. So,
well, they're trying to make it real polished and cool.
Yeah.
I think, for the...
And that's also, awesome. I think they're kind of just having some fun with it. So
They should do one not on a Saturday night. That's what I think.
Yeah, that would be nice. They should play one at Numos.
They should come up to the station and just play a set.
They should be on our episode 200.
In 3 years?
Yes.
It was my mom's birthday.
I mean, episode
week.
100. God damn it.
I was like, yeah, what the... happy birthday to my mom.
Happy birthday, Mom.
One more trip around the sun. When I was down there, she gave me a haircut, which was awesome.
Split ends?
Yeah. No, yeah, I cut like 7 inches off of my hair, dude, and it was so dead and gross and nasty. So now I'm feeling kind of like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but not like the handsome older guy, like the young guy from Third Rock from the Sun.
Maybe if you shaved your facial hair.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, maybe that should be my Halloween costume, actually.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
But yeah, dude, my hair had so much dead split ends, like, when you're a guy, nobody teaches you how to have long hair. But now, hopefully, it'll keep my hair healthy so I don't rip it all out.
If you had to guess, do you think you'll ever, like, cut a short haircut?
Probably. Because I know that I'm never going to lose my hair totally. So if I ever wanted to, I could grow my hair back out again.
Yeah.
But I have nightmares about that kind of shit, dude. Still.
Interesting.
I mean, like, I had nice short hair. I liked it. But it took so long. It took so much effort. I'd rather just hold on to it.
Yeah, that middle phase really sucked balls.
I have a reoccurring nightmare that people are holding me down and shaving my face in my sleep.
Oh, so you're not worried about the long hair. It's the face.
It's the face.
Well, we're going to hold you down and shave your head one of these nights.
Is it because...
I think it's because Kevin says he's going to hold me down and shave my beard frequently.
I'm not going to shave your beard. I'm going to shave your head.
It's just gotten into my subconscious now.
Do you think that Ryan looks like Deadpool underneath all the hair in there? That's why he doesn't want to ever get naked?
I got a butt chin, dude.
Oh... Spread the beard.
I think
real quick.
He has like a
Let
bunch of.
Kevin just gave me the oddest look
he
when
was
I
trying
said
to X-ray.
I think he has a bunch of swastika face tats.
Oh
no!
From that time in prison.
Yeah, no. when he was in the white power groups.
Ugh!
Yikes!
Pound is actually a white power band.
No.
It's hidden.
No,
in,
no.
The message is hidden in binary, and
that's
in
why
the
you're such
polyrhythms.
A Phil fan. Oh, damn, dude!
Yikes! On that note. Let's get into some heavy metal news. Lots going on this week. Some moving and some shaking, some new jams. Speaking of Phil, let's get the Phil news out of the way. Scour, did we talk about this last week? Scour announced their first live show.
No, we did not talk about that. We talked about Down being down to play.
Down is down. He's got a band called Scour, kind of a black metal grind thrash.
Yeah, dude.
It's got members of Pig Destroyer, Cattle Decap.
Decrepit Birth.
They're going to be playing in Norway February 23rd and the 25th with DTP, Dying Fetus, Between the Buried and Me at a big festival. So if you want to see them that bad, fly to Norway.
I'm sure they'll do another tour or a first tour. Dillinger Escape Plan will be putting out a new record, and the record is called Disassociation. It's coming out October 14th, 2016. They're also going to be doing a small tour coming up here in the end of August, but they have also announced this week that they are going to be doing an indefinite hiatus after the release of the newest album. They've actually doing a 20-year anniversary. It's confirmed to be its last. Guitarist Ben Windman, in an interview with Vice, he said, "Well, I think in some ways we wanted to pull a Seinfeld and go out while we're still on top." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So hopefully they're not all in jail like the last episode of Seinfeld.
No,
that was
kidding.
Very disappointing.
Their last show, they just, go on a spree. I don't know.
And then they go off on racist tirades on stage like and Kramer.
Oh, Jesus. Oof. Let's not. Let's have less of that in heavy metal.
Cool.
They said, though, that it's because they don't really ever make any money. I mean, they do well enough to be able to get around and be a band, but they're not really moving forward in life. I'm sure most of those guys are in side projects and other
I will say that if he did not sing for Dillinger Escape Plan, there is no way the singer of DEP would have been able to hook up and date Jenna Hayes, the porn star.
Did that happen?
I think there's still a thing.
Wow. Devin Townsend Project has a new song called Failure. They're going to be doing a U.S. and Canada tour, not announced dates yet, but they
I'm
have
sure
a new...
sure that won't be the failure.
They have a new... Shut up, Ryan. They have a new record called Transcendence coming out on the 9th in about a month. So let's play a piece off of this. Oh, and there are dates, I'm sorry. October 14th at Studio 7.
With BT Bam!
I'm stupid.
Yeah, you are.
Don't make me polyrhythm your mouth. I'm skipping.
Sounds sweet, dude. I thought that was his voice.
Doing a Peter Frampton?
Dude, I dig it.
Yes.
I'm excited for new Phil. Phil, what the f***? I'm excited for new Devin. I just got a little ahead of myself because we're talking about Phil a little while ago. And we're also talking about how Phil Anselmo is going to be filling in for Mike Nine, Mike Williams of I Hate God Shows. Mike, obviously, he's had some medical issues and he has some emergency medical issues. He announced that Phil is going to be stepping in for a show in New Orleans. And also he's going to be singing for I Hate God in the Gwarbecue. Phil gonna be doing the Scour, gonna be doing I Hate God, gonna be doing some weeds.
Yeah, lots of weeds. I hope Mike does okay, man. He's
a bit frail.
He's a crazy dude, and he likes to get down, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Keep on dragging me down.
So Meshuggah's new record, they announced the release date, gonna be October 7th on Nuclear Blast Records.
Yeah.
Damn, do they have a new song here too?
It's a bit of a teaser.
Looks like tease.
Yeah. I don't even want to do that then. We'll play the full song when we get
just
one.
Just a tip, Ian.
So, new Meshuggah in October.
Ngula Bungit. They have a new album called Z. It's their award-winning Transylvanian black metal band. I've seen them a couple times. They're actually awesome. They've been around for 20 years, and they're going to be putting out the new record September 30th on Prophecy Productions. It's definitely worth a listen. These guys are really, really mind-bendingly strange and awesome and just weird stuff.
Look at that album cover, too. That is a freaking cool album cover.
Transylvanian. First time I ever heard of Richard Christie before I knew he was ever even in death was when I listened to Howard Stern and realized how creepy of a fucking dude that was, because the only reason they had him on that show is because he has an encyclopedic knowledge of porn and, like, porn titles and an incredibly huge collection
of porn. He's that guy.
Like, he can name off, like, yeah, that was off of Backdoor Babies Episode 9, Volume D. Yeah, it was fucking weird.
You know what? I watch porn so I can masturbate, and then I'm done.
Well, if you want to get weird with Richard Christie again, Charred Walls of the Damned, which is kind of a super group, Has a new record coming out September 23rd on Metal Blade Records. We used to get a lot of requests for that, and I just never really wanted to because Richard Christie's a weirdo.
But he, I mean, if you see him
if you get
at the show,
that, yeah.
You guys can talk porn.
Yeah. You know, if you're like that, get into it.
I wonder how many porn stars he's banged.
Probably zero.
I wonder how many porn stars he's creeped out.
You know what? He's probably
millions.
Probably doesn't even want to have sex with them. He's just like, no, I just enjoy it. He's like, I think it's a great art.
I really enjoyed your work in fill in the blank title. Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to actually have sex with you. I'm not attracted to you. I just think that you're a great actress. You think I want to have sex? That's gross, dude.
That moan
Ew.
That you did in House Whores
13. All right, let's move on.
You're a quality artist.
Morbid Angel's got a new record. Going to be coming out in 2017. This is kind of another announcement of an announcement.
Hope it's as good as that last one.
David Vincent, left after that record in 2015. And now
good.
Sings in a country band, which is whatever.
Don't go messing with a country boy.
But Steve Tucker joined as the vocalist, and they're going to be putting out a new record. So we'll find out. That was definitely I think when we played that at their top 20 records of the year, that was the one we intentionally played, and we were like, we're sorry we ever did this.
Yes. Here's a visual for you. Ozzy Osbourne naked on top of someone having sex.
Oh, man.
Nah. Just let it sink
with in. With Sharon.
Or with anyone. Just him having sex. So that is something that he is obsessed with.
Thanks for that.
He's an addict. He is a self-described sex addict. He has sex addiction, following in the footsteps of David Duchovny, Colin Farrell, Kanye West, wow. and many before him.
He says over the last 6 years, I've been dealing with a sex addict. 6 years? Let's try 60 years, Ozzy. But yeah, so he basically got caught, and like anybody's like, I gotta go to some type of rehab to do something that makes it so that people leave me alone.
Out of bad comes good.
Yeah.
I'd also like to apologize to the other women I have been having sexual relationships with. Out of bad comes good. Since the press exposed this, I have gone into intense therapy. I am mortified at what my behavior has done to my family. I thank God that my incredible wife is at my side to support me. Basically, he has all the power and he still has... I mean,
he's Ozzy Osbourne.
He f***ing
everyone.
Yeah, he's
probably has sex with the car.
He's Ozzy.
He's pulling an American Pie. He's probably sticking his d*** in a toilet paper roll too. Like, who knows, man? He's Ozzy. This
I mean,
for you.
I guess he just never grew out of his f***ing, you know, groupie face.
No, that's terrifying.
So again, picture Ozzy Osbourne naked on top of someone,
Margaret Thatcher,
grinding his
day.
Into their.
I hate you. Good luck, Ryan. Have fun editing all that.
Jesus.
At the end of this podcast, let's post the new trailer for the Insomnium record, which I'm looking forward to, but I'm not happy about because it's just one 40-minute song, so it's not easy for us to play on our show. But at the end of the podcast, Ryan, can you take this trailer and stick it in there at the end?
Stick it in.
Like Ozzy?
Yeah.
Okay, so the ex-Obscura guitarist, his name is Fountainhead. He has premiered a re-release full album stream of upcoming new album. That is a lot to take in. Reverse Engineering. So yeah, this dude's name is Fountainhead.
I think it's going to be just kind of chill, but...
Dude, some of these songs are pretty jazzy and weird. I just listened to this earlier.
So it just came out.
It sounds cool.
Came out yesterday on Bandcamp.
Yeah, check out Reverse Engineering Part 1. That's the one.
I'd f*** with this.
Yeah, that's cool. There's a new supergroup band comprised of members of Fall Out Boy and Earth Crisis.
Where is my boy tonight?
Yep. fronted by Kevin, actually. But this band is nothing like that, obviously. This also just came out yesterday.
And they just played in Seattle. Their first show ever at the f***ing Black Lounge.
Fly right on the harbinger. Take me.
cool. It's heavy.
They said you're not allowed to listen to it unless you're vegan and straight edge.
Yep. So you all, we all have to go jump off.
Take
a
that back.
Building.
Take it back.
Take it.
Your ears owe the animals liberation.
Let's see. Opeth has a new song out.
Yay.
Title track off their new record.
Yeah.
Sorceress.
Hey, this is Metal Shop with Opeth.
Hey, this is Ozzy Osbourne.
I like sex.
September 30th, nuclear blast. Let's see here.
Kind of reminds me of Yes.
Yes.
They recorded at Rockfield Studios.
Yeah, we actually played the bit of the little documentary on it last week on the show.
I'm going to skip halfway.
They had so many.
It gets nice and sludgy.
They had so many keyboards. They had like 7 keyboards that they used.
There you go.
Michael Ackerfeldt actually was like, hey, this is our keyboard that we didn't even use, and here's another one we didn't even use.
This is just for looks.
Yeah. So they brought a bunch of f***ing instruments and just didn't even use them. So
hey, better have more than less.
I suppose so. Here's your two favorite things, Kerry King and Donald Trump. Ian, why don't you take this one?
Going head to head.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny to see, and Corey Taylor did the same thing this week. People and metal musicians coming out with political ideals, and anybody who disagrees with it automatically goes, man, stick to playing the guitar. We don't need your ideas. Like, dude.
An asshole.
This is the band that wrote War Ensemble. Like, dude, they have.
Of course, they don't like Trump.
They've
dog.
Been saying these things for a long time, so it's just interesting. I don't feel like going through the whole thing, but he says Trump is just a sideshow. I'm not even going to apologize to all the Trump followers. I think the reason he's so popular is because he's like the politics versions of WWE, which is funny because he was actually on WWE. He's sensational like wrestling, and that's why Middle America loves him.
Don't insult wrestling.
I mean, honestly, he could have. Yeah. You just
don't drag
brought down
their name
wrestling.
In it.
I mean, he could have been way worse. I think that's a fairly.
Randy was way worse when we interviewed him.
It's an intelligent analogy, at least.
Hey. But
a lot of people who like Slayer are conservative or, you know, Republican or, you know, fill in the blank.
Or xenophobic.
Yeah. Or racist or any of it. I mean, I'm not saying Slayer is, but we know what some
Trump
Slayer fans
are.
Like. Yeah. So they're. When we posted that on the Metal Shop page, I was just like, oh, this is going to be great. And then people just were going off.
They were like, f*** you, Ian. I know you posted this. You're f***ing asshole. You and your f***ing Jill Stein f***ing liberal
up,
heart f***ing bleeding. Goddamn, America's going to hell. F*** you,
cool.
Man.
And then I'll shoot you after.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun edit.
Yeah. You're going to have to. you're gonna owe Kevin for his next round. So we've seen Holograph Tupac.
Yes.
Who else has been in Holograph form that's been showing up here?
I think that's about it, man.
Was it just him? So at Vakken just a couple days ago, 75,000 fans were reunited with Ronnie James Dio and his bandmates via hologram.
That's pretty cool.
By surprise.
It's got to be fun.
At the end of the Dio Disciples set, which, you know, I just found out recently that the Dio Disciples are beefing hard with the members of The Last in Line, who were actually Dio's band for all of those records. So it's just interesting to see. It's like the Queensryche thing almost. But yeah, it was just a surprise hologram Dio at the end of the set. I don't have a video, otherwise I'd play you some. But
that's awesome.
There he is.
We're about to talk about Megadeth, but I wanted to acknowledge how bad Dave Mustaine looks in this photo.
Well, Blabbermouth is notorious for doing like
that. It's like
that.
The worst photo ever.
It's why most metal bands hate Blabbermouth, because they do that on purpose.
Really?
And
then
the thing gets shared, like, you know, thousands of times, and they're like, oh, man.
So a man was allegedly robbed and stabbed 3 times during Megadeth's sold-out August 4th concert in Argentina. The man's around 30 years old. He traveled from Comodoro Rivadavia.
Oh, yeah, I love that place.
Yeah, and was just there last week. He traveled with some friends to see the bands. He started arguing with a woman who allegedly tried to steal his wallet for 5,000 Argentino pesos, approximately $336. He was then assaulted by an overweight man with a cap, Ian, and stabbed three three times in his chest and forearm. The identity of the perpetrator is unknown.
Wow. It was me.
So that is Ryan is the man with
Dave,
the cap.
He had Dave tweeted, got a split. A fan got hurt last night. I'm going to visit him in the hospital. Love you guys. And please, for God's sakes, be nice to each other.
Really?
Yeah. That's a nice message, Dave. But yeah, they took a video of the guy who got, hey, man, how'd you get stabbed? I got robbed at Megadeth show in Argentina.
Slayer would have been like, yeah, more stabbings.
Well, Kerry King did say that the strangest thing anybody ever asked him to do was sign their arm with a scalpel.
Yeah, that's totally f***ed up.
He didn't do it, you know, obviously. What if he did do it? That would probably go down in history.
Yeah.
Like the Aussie bat head incident or the Alamo or pretty much anything Aussie's really done lately, especially.
Hey, man, he's... Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, Kerry King, crazy dude, and he could probably do it, man. I can picture him just continuing on Slayer.
Do you think Kerry King was the guy who stabbed that guy at the Megadeth show? He had a hat on, and so they didn't recognize him?
He had a wig on.
He's like, I've always wanted to do this.
He used a bunch of makeup to cover up the trouble.
Suicidal Tendencies has a new song, new record.
New drummer.
And new guitar player, actually. New second awesome. Guitar player. It's funny, their new guitar player, Jeff, I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm just going to say Pogan or Pogan.
Pogan!
He was the one doing their roadieing when I played with them at the Showbox, and he was ripping way harder in the warm-ups than the guy was during the show.
Really?
So when they got rid of the other guy, he was like, yeah, can I?
Actually,
can I
I'm pretty good.
They're like, yeah, come on in, which I think is rad. Moving up in the suicidal family.
Hell yeah. That's dope.
So they got a new record September 30th, the same day as that Opeth record coming out.
Dave Lombardo is playing in Suicidal Tendencies. Also, Dave Lombardo is playing in Misfits. Dave Lombardo,
really?
Yeah, Dave Lombardo is confirmed to be playing the Misfits reunions. So that's wow. Pretty cool and very f***ing awesome.
Are they going to give him the lock?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, Jerry Only, Glenn Danzig, and Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein will be doing a set as the quote-unquote the original Misfits for Riot Fest in two different locations, Denver and Chicago. And
first time since 83.
That's in the middle of September. And Jerry Only's basically saying, yo, we're going to be at the top of our game. And, you know.
He's probably right.
He says, if these two festival appearances run well and we find that we are hitting the potential, you see, the thing is, we're a legendary act. We need to live up to what people conceive us to be. And the beauty of it is, and Glenn's in great shape. My brother looks like freaking Hercules, and I've dropped about 20 pounds. I'm running every day, playing basketball with my nephews, trying to get that kind of mobility going. Then I rehearse the set about three times a night. We've got it on CD. We just got back from LA, and we recorded the set. So I put it in, we put it on the PA, and we rehearse it. So it's like 1 hour of cardio.
Cool.
That's sick.
I mean,
so
he's
not
were.
Taking it as like a light thing. They're like they're seriously trying to live up to it.
But it's just those two shows.
I doubt it.
Well, yeah,
it's those two shows now. But like I've said before,
I mean, they might be in shape, but are their personalities gonna be able to last together? I hope so. I mean, older and wiser, right?
I think you can put personalities aside for the amount of money that's on the table, and that band has never been one to leave money on the table.
Especially our man. Danzig.
Yeah, dude.
Love
just,
him.
I mean, if right. You can put a skull on it, they'll f***ing make it.
Well, I mean, they settled the lawsuit already, so it's all, I guess, water under the bridge. There's nothing left to fight about.
Right.
You know, it's already done. So, move on. That's cool.
Speaking of fighting with members of bands.
And it's been confirmed, lastly, that Bill Ward is not going to be doing any of the shows on The End Black Sabbath tour.
Not cool.
In UK either, where the final one will be. So that's it. It's not going to happen. And put the period at the end of that sentence.
Speaking of Blabbermouth choosing the worst photos, look at this one.
Yeah. Like, seriously, who's in charge of this? He looks like he's stoned and going, moon.
He's got this big weird looking nose.
Why, God? Find a little something a little more flattering. Maybe they just have like the world's worst photographer on their staff, and that's all they have legal rights to.
And he's somebody's cousin or something like that, so they can't fire him.
What do we got on file for Bill Ward? That one looks great.
God damn it, Frank, you suck at your job.
Print it.
Okay, so KUOW.org, which is an outlet of NPR, has announced this. This is not just some fringe metal website that's making up some news or something. A Satanist group said it's planning to start after-school clubs at two Washington schools this fall. The Satanic Temple of Seattle says bringing the after-school Satan Club to schools across the country that now hosts the Evangelical Christian Good News Club. And that Centennial Elementary in Mount Vernon, Point Defiance Elementary in Tacoma. And,
Wow. I mean, that's cool. The argument is that if you're going to be able to support one, you can't deny the other side, right? So, especially with religions and things like that. Which state had the courthouse? I think it was Ohio, where the Church of Satan, whatever, petitioned to allow them to erect a gigantic Baphomet statue outside the courthouse.
Well, they had to because they already had a giant Jesus statue.
It's the same idea. Like, they couldn't shut it down on legal issue, like a legal basis. And someone up high enough was smart enough to say, hey, can we just not get involved in a lawsuit? Just let them do their thing. It's
for real.
It's cool. So one in Mount Vernon, one in Point Defiance. Like I said on the Metal Shop page, if we had thought of this back in the day, I would have been the club president of that. Not because I necessarily am like, oh, hail Satan. Just because it's available, and I think it's a cool free speech thing. An issue that doesn't necessarily need to be addressed, but if somebody's got the time, I say go for it.
The Church of Satan gets a bad rap, but, you know, Satanism are...
sacrificing goats in there.
Yeah, the core fundamentals of Satanism are pretty legit.
It's true. So it's not like, hey, we're demons. It's just, hey, it's an alternative. I don't know. I don't feel like alliterating too far. It's just kind of cool to see. And it's a title that gets a good laugh. So elementary schools, huh?
Yes, interesting.
Not even junior highs or high schools.
We'll see how that goes.
How old were you when you got it? Like 11?
When I got what?
11 and under in elementary school?
Yeah.
Right? So it's like little kids.
Little children.
We'll see what happens.
We'll be getting pentagrams carved into their arms.
We're going to get a Damien or two out of there.
Turning around there. Oh, dude.
It's the devil!
Yeah. Yeah. F***ing crazy. Galacticon is a project that Brennan Small has worked on in the past. He did his own solo project, Galacticon. But it looks as though, because Brennan Small does not own the name Death Clock or Metalocalypse, he will need to continue on if he wants to continue on with Metalocalypse or with the new Death Clock record. He's going to have to call it Galacticon. Galacticon 2 coming soon is something he teased. Because basically...
Well, he can't use the characters either. Right?
Yeah.
Or any of their names. It's just going to be the music? Question mark?
Yeah, so it's... was it Comedy Central or no?
It was Adult Swim.
Adult Swim, which is on Cartoon Network, has posted... has postponed... Well, not even postponed. They canceled it.
They canceled it and said, you can't use it.
Yeah.
He's like, can I get the license and move on?
Yeah, I tried to do it to Netflix, tried to do it to fucking Hulu. No, you can't do it. So they're pretty much just blackballing him from using that. And he's just forced to take the material that he wanted to play on the new Death Clock record, and he's just going to do it. Brennan Small's Galacticon 2.
Hmm.
So more power to him.
Right on.
I say we support it.
Hopefully something good happens.
I say we start Death Clock, spell it. C-L-O-C.
That would be so great if they spelled it right.
Why couldn't he just, use the name Death Clock, D-E-A-T-H-C-L-O-C-K, like spell it correctly.
That's genius. Bring it back. Tweet him. Tweet at him. Be like, hey, have you thought of...
just spelling it correctly? Hey, have you ever thought about spelling something correctly? You dick?
Nope.
This week on Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio... Ian will be reciting the lyrics to a song that's near and dear to his heart, as he has a personal connection to it. By the band Mass Grave, off the Mass Grave Suffering Mind Split back in 2012, Ian will read the lyrics to Scion. Take it away, Ian.
How can you all be so blind to fall for this? open your eyes. This blatant marketing scheme insults our cause. Disguising greed, Scion Records, dumb as it sounds. Your bullshit agenda must be brought down. There's no room in our scene for sellout and car companies. Scion, off, and take your bands with you. Free records and shows to help lure you in. Recognize bands on their label, so you think it's legit. It's a cheap ploy, an advertisement campaign. On their brochures and free t-shirts, I'll piss to put out the flames. Also, stop making cars that fall apart.
Thank you, Ian. And Scion. By Mass Grave.
And we'll see you guys next time on Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Booyakasha!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.